Do you know what our corn seed is doing out in the field right now? Most years we bit corn seed in the ground and we see corn seedlings within a week or so. That doesn't happen to be the case this year. So let's discuss what's happening right now out in the field. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, right after we put a corn kernel in the ground, things begin to happen. The first thing to take place is the imbibing of water into the kernel. Corn kernels must absorb about 30% of their weight in water before the germination process can really begin. Now, the visual indicators of germination occur in a very distinct sequence. First thing we see is the radical root, and it emerges near the tip end of the corn kernel. This occurs within 2 to 3 days in warm soil conditions with adequate moisture. However, it can take much longer if the soil temperatures hover at or below 50 degrees. Now, cool soil temperatures have kind of been the case so far this spring. When I looked at soil temperatures, there are several days since some of this corn that's been planted with soil temperatures hovering around the 50 degree mark. Now, we've had it up to 60 degrees, but have dropped back off in the last few days with the overcast weather conditions. So after the radical root emerges, the coleoptile is next. It emerges from the embryo side of the corn kernel within 1 to many days of the appearance of the radical, depending on the soil temperature. The coleoptile initially negotiates its way towards the dent end of the corn kernel. Now, the lateral seminal roots emerge next and initially elongate towards the dent end of the kernel. These roots are there to support the initial growth of the corn seedling. However, the first permanent roots do not start to grow until the V1 stage and are usually not visible to us until the V2 stage of growth. When the soil temperatures are optimum, these parts of the seedling, that radical root, the coleoptile, and the lateral seminal roots, may appear from the corn kernel nearly on the same day. Excessively cool soil temperatures may delay the appearance of the coleoptile and the lateral seminal roots for more than a week after that radical root emerges. It's not uncommon in cold planting seasons to dig up kernels 2 weeks after planting and only find a short radical root and no visible coleoptiles. As I've dug some corn kernels, I have found several with only the short radical roots showing. When excessively cool or wet soils delay germination or emergence, the kernel and young seedlings are subjected to a lengthier exposure of damaging factors. These include soil-borne seed diseases, insect feeding, and injury from pre-plant or pre-emergence herbicides and carryover herbicides from the previous crop. So what can we do about slow emergence on corn? What we really need is some warm sunny days to bring those soil temperatures back up a bit. Did you know that you can check the soil temperatures on the K-State MesoNet weather stations? We have the temperatures for both the 2 and 4 inch depths, and you can see a chart of what soil temperatures have done for the last week. You can see all of this at the following website, www.mesonet.ksu.edu. Again, that's www.mesonet, which is mesonet.ksu.edu. Then use the drop-down menu to select agriculture and then the soil temperatures. If you have any questions on this, please feel free to contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs. Or you can get a hold of me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.